So you do know that ball is coming.
I know it's coming.
It's coming.
Football is fun. Everything else is easy.
Reach and push off. Reach and push off. Reach and push off.
What's up, Dog Pound? Welcome to Inside the Cleveland Browns. We're coming to you once again from the video room, where Chad Bogart and his great staff cut down the film so the coaches and players of the Browns have an advantage every single Sunday. I'm Nathan Zagura, as always, joined by my partner in crime, Fox Sports Ohio girl, Sarah Carnes.
Thanks, Nathan. We're going to get right to the point. The Browns suffered a disappointing loss this past Sunday, falling to the Ravens.
Yeah, no question. It was a heartbreaker. I'm still a little bit depressed, and so are the players. And we talked to them about how they can use this bye week to clean things up and get the Browns back on their winning ways.
Bye week, it's a good time for us to just, clear our minds, put this loss to bed, but at the same time, use it as fuel for the next upcoming games. And on this bye week, get a chance to relax your body and to come back fresh for this Tennessee Titans team. And it's a good time for the bye week to come.
We just really were hurting ourselves. I mean, when it comes down to it, if we can eliminate the self-inflicted wounds, we win those games. And that's what it comes down to. So hopefully we take this extra week and try to clean some of that stuff up. And, really that puts ourselves in position to win those games.
Being the first year in the system, offense and defensively, having it earlier than later might be a good thing, because you can kind of we see how teams attack us and some of the things that we're struggling with, and it gives you time to kind of reset and get back to fundamentals. Whereas one later in the year, you have it week 8 or 9, maybe it's a little bit too late till you kind of realize some of the little things that could be easily corrected.
It could be a time to hit the reset button and just kind of start over, start your mind fresh and get a jump on Tennessee, or make us hungry, to go a whole week without playing and try and redeem ourselves.
It can either help or hurt. You gotta make a decision on what it's going to do. So really just, getting your body back, getting more healthy. And I think just mentally, just being able to take a little bit of downtime and kind of resettle in, rethink your goals and what we need to do as a team.
Well, Paul Kruger continues to play at a high level for this team. Back-to-back weeks, a hit on the quarterback that led to an interception for our defense. But ultimately, as he said, it's all about cleaning things up, resetting, and getting the details right so that when you come back from this bye, you don't make those mistakes and give away games like they did on Sunday.
And we're going to follow suit this week and use the bye week as an opportunity to reset with some of the players and coaches that are impacting this team every week.
No doubt, Sarah. And these first two players have made a significant impact so far. Andrew Hawkins leads this team with 21 catches through the first 3 weeks. And unbeknownst to Hawk, he had already made a huge impact on undrafted free agent rookie Taylor Gabriel even before they were ever teammates.
I mean, I haven't really just talked to him about it. I wanted to keep it secret. I didn't want to be a fan too much. But underneath, I guess the cat's out of the bag, like, I'm a big fan of his. And I mean, growing up and going through college, I mean, I looked at his path of going to CFL and then going to the Bengals, just seeing a little guy, man, just taking over. And I feel like that just made me push more. Like, I would go watch his videos, like your YouTube videos, mm-hmm. your one-on-ones and stuff. And I would go outside and just try to do the same thing he did. I mean, he's a pro's pro. And he's guiding me through a lot of these things and just helping me become more of a pro. And I feel like without Hawk here at the Browns, I don't think I would be as far as I am as of right now. So I appreciate you.
No doubt, man. I mean, that's what you want out of it. You know what I mean? This is I've been through a lot. It's well documented in my road to the NFL. But I would always tell myself, hopefully, that I would be able to influence somebody else. That someone might watch a tape of Taylor Gabriel and be like, oh man, he reminds me of Andrew Hawkins. Let's give him a chance. You've done your job. Guys like Wes Welker and, Santana Moss, who did that for me, who were smaller guys, that gave me hope, it then becomes your responsibility to pass it on to the next one. And there's no question in my mind Taylor can play in this league and be a great player in this league, because he has the mindset for it, he has the determination, and he is also, a professional, even at such a young age.
When I was young, my mom had passed, and so I really had to find something to bear on to, lock on to, and I feel like football was a way of me getting away from that. And I feel like God has brought me along such a long way, and I feel like just look what's going on. And I'm standing by Andrew Hawkins, man. I feel like it was just yesterday I was in my dorm room watching this one-on-one video, and now I'm standing right beside him doing this interview, and I'm playing with the Cleveland Browns. So I just feel like it's just such a blessing, man. He's such a blessing. So I'm just blessed to be here and just happy that Hawk can guide me through this.
He's got Gabriel wide open. He's got it. He can get up and run. He's at the 27, 25, 20, 15, 10, 9. First and goal.
Gabriel's diving catch on Sunday was awesome. I really feel like he's someone that is going to savor every single minute of this.
That's right. When you make this team as an invite to the rookie minicamp, you're going to savor it. And while they may be short, Hawk and Gabriel certainly are Talon talent. We'll be right back with more of Inside the Cleveland Browns. Coming up next, the greatest cornerback of all time, Deion Sanders, asks the tough questions.
Is he what you thought he was?
Craig Robertson gets philosophical.
If you're not having fun with what you're doing, you've lost half the battle.
And we highlight the moments you definitely need to see again.